All right, here we go. For the fifth? What episode is this? Four?
Three or four.
Let's see. The first one was the first one. The second one was...
Four.
Is it?
I'm going with a solid four.
Let's ask Jack. Hold on.
Solid four.
Solid four. Welcome, everybody, to Dr. Rios and Mr. Hyde. Yet another episode. We're back today after a while, after a nice vacation. I'm Dr. Rios with my co-host, Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, it's been a while. Sorry about that. It's been a stressful 3 months or longer.
Yes, it feels like. And I got the episodes out even later, so, you know, it hasn't been that long compared to how when we actually filmed or recorded it. But we're back. I'm going to do a little bit of a shout out in the beginning just because we're trying to get the ball rolling. But we have a couple of fundraisers or a GoFundMe going right now to see if we can get the card shop going. So we want to start up a Yu-Gi-Oh card shop, and we have GoFundMe for our pending name. Yeah. What we have right now is it's called Foolish Burial Cards, and if you want to support it, it's gofundme.com/foolishburial, and hopefully that name is technically legal to use. But definitely support anything you got, anything you wouldn't miss if you ended up sending it over our way.
Everything will be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, 10 cents to a dollar. I don't know what the minimum is for GoFundMe. But, you know, $5 here and there will help. You know, anything will help. So that'd be appreciated.
What is it? Skits. We're going to do skits.
Oh, it's going to be everything. Everything we can do. So we have a couple of things going. We want to start a project up on YouTube, which will just be like us doing whatever we want as far as creatively, and then from there it'll be the card shop itself. You know, we obviously want to start online, but eventually maybe go into something deeper, more concrete, and then skits, all that stuff, more podcast production value.
Yes. And we're going to be trying to, you know, pump out more content soon.
Yeah.
So that way we have, you know, something going, the ball rolling.
Yep.
On our projects.
And one of these days we'll want to put in for like an LLC to make it official. And then from there we'll have something concrete. We can say we can put it on our taxes, because that's the most adult thing to do.
Right. It's like, I need a lawyer
on retainer, actually, yeah. Because apparently our name is illegal.
All right, I'll get one. Yeah. Two? Three? Four? How many?
We need one for each, like, domain. We got finances, we got YouTube copyright, which that's going to be a big problem, but, you know, we'll take care of it.
Yeah. We'll call the commercial guys first, see how much they charge. Lerner and Rowe.
Advertising, yeah. Lerner and Rowe was the way to go.
Do you do these claims?
I don't know. If the phone number was more memorable, we'd be good. Right. Please, if you can, and then we'll see what we can do as far as getting that content out as soon as possible. But anyways, on with the show. You just got done watching, or today you watched Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I just got done watching Captain Marvel.
Before we get into like the movie itself, let's talk about the crowd you went with, because I know it was a mixture.
Yeah, it was funny actually, because Gary's wife, I know we keep bringing Gary up, but his wife is very judgmental, and
you know,
he thought there were two retarded people in the group because I guess the way they laughed you know, the way they just talked amongst themselves. So she didn't really, you know, was chiming in on the conversation or anything like that.
Ugh.
And then it was actually the two girls that got, one got promoted and one is like, very smart hiring manager.
Yeah. And, yeah, that makes sense.
And that was funny because I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah. they're the one that's training everybody. I know.
Which is nothing against them because I know them and they're good people. It's just that if you're a jerk, if you're just like a judgmental, I mean, because it seems like she would be like, I've heard her voice over the phone on speaker while we were driving in the car once. And she was just like kind of a dick.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And so, I mean, I get it. Gary's wife is probably.
If a girl's a dick, would they be a pussy?
Nah, because that's a whole different, whole different definition of anything. So, nah, I feel like I understand how she is, and I don't even know. I've never met her in my life.
Yeah.
But that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
I was hoping she wouldn't, like, be, like, a big intruding part of the experience.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience because the day started off crazy.
Did it?
Which is, so my roommate owed me $170, which he was supposed to pay me by, and I told him to give it to me at, like, 10 o'clock because that's when I needed it by.
Right.
So therefore, when he gave it, like, my money, I would wake up and I had time to get ready because the movie started at 11.
Yeah.
So no one woke me up. I kind of forgot to set my alarm. So a little bit of my fault on my part, but still, I was anticipating on getting paid.
Yeah.
On time, or at least a little later than, you know, 10 o'clock or whatever. And then, so, end up getting up at, what is it, 3 minutes before the movie starts.
Damn.
5 minutes before the actual movie starts. And they're like, hey, well, first, before, like, I was waking up, I saw a phone number. And I was like, why the hell are telemarketers calling me on a Sunday? And then I was like, I'll just let it go to voicemail. And then it called me again. I was like, oh, it's important, whoever this is.
Someone's calling twice.
Telemarketer is really coming at it. Like, is really wanting to get their money today.
How much money do I owe them?
And so, you know, end up being one of the people from there. And was like, hey, where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm not even ready.
Shit.
Hard to hell up, basically. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of shit. And then started, you know, getting ready real fast. Doing the bare minimum.
Right.
Wash my face, brush my teeth.
Deodorant,
pee, and then hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hope it's not being demonetized. And then,
We don't have anybody coming in. Don't worry about it.
No demonetization if I say, fuck. Oh, shit. I said it again.
We couldn't gain any money. It might even give us money for you saying fuck.
Yeah. Fuck, fuckity, fuck. Oh, welcome, fuck, Samuel fuck, Jackson. Fuck,
damn.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
This guy's a... He's a good impressionist. Let's throw a dollar in.
Right? Dollar for every voice. Make $2.
It's like we're sponsored by cuss words.
Me and the generic person that it sounds like everyone could do.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, they went to, like, you know, find the parking, end up getting there, and people were driving slow as shit because, you know, like always.
Yeah, when you're in a rush.
When you're in a rush, someone sees that shit, like, in the rearview mirror. They're like, oh shit, that guy's in a rush, go slow.
That guy's got his teeth gritted.
I seen him go, and then they got, like, a bumper sticker that says, the faster you go, the slower I drive. And I'm like, as long as you're in the right lane, I don't give a shit, but you're in the left lane, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. I can see the white in his eyes, let me hit the brakes.
Yeah, right? He looks like he got maybe some money.
Yeah.
Hey, hit your brakes. Whiplash.
The dude's in a rush.
Yeah. So we're driving, you know, getting there and everything, and then I'm like, all right, so where's the tickets? And I'm like, right, almost there.
Yeah.
Oh, the front has it. All right, cool. And I'm like, I'm thinking there's someone in the front that, like, knows.
Holding the ticket, yeah.
Yeah. And then I just, like, start looking around. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, should I just, is it the front of this line right here? The one that has, like, the tickets? Like, the one at the booth?
Or is it someone specific?
Or is it someone at guest services, like, to the left of it? Or is it, like, maybe the main dude in the middle? So, you know what? I was like, all right, I'm just going to talk to the main dude first in the middle.
Right.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, are you Mr. Hyde? And I was like, why, yes.
Yes.
I definitely am.
I am.
And then so, you know, he was like looking at the piece of paper. It was a sheet. And I was like, hey, what exactly, like, movie theater is it? Because
I see like four of them here, like to my right. And then I don't know if it's like in, you know, one through, they have 1 through 12 on the left, and then they have like 13 through 24 or
and
whatever.
They're all playing
on the right, yeah. Like except one movie, like way in the back, that's like, you know, it's been there forever. Right. And it's like 6 weeks. And then he's like, it's in auditorium 14. And I was like, I think I'm about to thank this guy. I was like, oh shit. I was like, you think? I was like, there's like brother or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could punch him in the face.
Yep. And you can do the roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
That's my, see, that's the thing. The Leon that I know is Resident Evil 4, but yeah, only because like he was fleshed out. I mean, he was a rookie cop in 2, and he was just like, oh my god, he would shoot at a zombie, and I'm like, he doesn't know what they are yet.
Yeah.
But Resident Evil 4, he's like, I've been through some shit. Mm-hmm. So, it is one of my favorite games. It's one of those that I can play over and over again.
I like to see them take, like, one of the newer ones and make it, like, the older gameplay.
Like, oh, so, like, one, like, single camera?
Yeah, like, so, Resident Evil 6, for example,
yeah,
will play, like, Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Oh, okay. So, like, less running gun and more, like, yeah, shit. It's and, like, and claustrophobic.
Then, yeah, no crawling.
No.
Well, not crawling. Like, what is it? Go prone and then, like, keep spinning and shit?
Oh, yeah. Or and then, diving and...
Yeah, just keep doing it, and then you can glitch the game just by, like, spinning all damn day. And no zombie can hurt you.
Yeah.
That's fucking gay.
It's not horror anymore. It might as well be, like...
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? Army of Two?
Yeah.
Did you ever play that game?
Yeah.
That game was, that was full on practically Resident Evil 6 or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that was a cool game as far as... Like, it was one of the first co-op games I've ever played.
Yeah, then I played Resident Evil 5. I only played that just because, like, my friend got it. I was like, Resident Evil 4? I was like, all right. And I saw Resident Evil 5. And I saw gameplay and I was like, it plays like Resident Evil 4... But Resident Evil 4 was just okay. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like, I didn't think it was good like compared to 3, 2,
right,
and 1.
Right.
Because I played those. And then I was just like, you know, since my homie's playing it, I'll play it. All right, cool. And then that game was easy, and that game fucking sucked.
Resident Evil
5,
yeah.
And you
could
punch boulders and shit.
Yeah. It was just, yeah, it was, and it didn't feel like even Resident Evil 4. Like, it didn't feel like any of them. It just felt like a...
It was the same virus, but they were in Africa.
Yeah, yeah. It was, yeah, it definitely wasn't as good, for sure. And the only cool thing about it was what there was co-op. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Resident Evil co-op is cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play, but it was just like, no one's playing that shit.
Right.
And it's not that fun.
And then all of it is... Come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Help me up this ladder.
Sheva.
Yeah, so I Resident Evil will always be one of my favorite franchises, but ultimately, I would say 4, with this new remake, 2, and then the classics. I do like the over-the-shoulder thing, kind of more than the actual like fixed camera. Only because it reminds me of my Silent Hill days, and it was just like, I was like, damn, I can't see anything, it's hard to run, it's so claustrophobic, shit's popping out of nowhere, and you can't even see it, because it's...
I love it!
I'm like,
I was
damn.
Like, it's actually scary, not like...
I'm not in control!
I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, everything, and just like, 2 bullets, and like, everything dies.
And, you ever played the Dead Space, series?
Nah.
And the series is pretty fun. Yeah. It's a Resident Evil 4 style, over the shoulder, but like... And that shit is just made to scare you, or you know, keep you guessing as far as what's in the shadows.
Yeah.
So, that's one of my favorite games too. You ever played any of the Deus Ex series?
I call it Deus Ex.
Deus Ex. I used to call it Deus Ex too. Deus Ex, because it looks like Deuce.
Yeah, I was like, you ever played Deus Ex or Deus It, whatever D-U-E-U-X or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I never played it.
You never played it.
Yeah, I heard they're pretty cool.
They are pretty cool. I played a little bit of the classic one, like the old one when I was on the PC and stuff. I one of my favorites is the remake that came out, or the new one that was like Human Revolution, came out in like the Xbox 360 or something. One of my favorite games too, just the way everything worked and like the. One of the coolest things about Resident Evil 4 is like how you organize shit in your in your inventory. And that game was like all about inventory and organization too. But
every game is always about inventory and organization, micromanaging.
Yep.
Deus Ex. I think Crackdown was coming out with a new game too.
Yep.
The game was pretty tight, but
get some demos out.
I'm like, damn, no more Xbox exclusives. It's Xbox PC.
Yep. Yeah, Crackdown 2 was crazy. And it was before, like, Saints Row and GTA got all crazy.
Yeah.
It was just like, you were flying and blowing shit up, and it was fun. And the new one looks kind of fun, too, just because you can blow up pretty much everything. It reminds me of, like, in a way, that the Just Cause series. You ever play that?
Yeah.
Just Cause 2 is one of my favorite like, flying around blowing shit up games.
Yeah. Like, I think it was, like, Just Cause 3.
Yeah.
Where, like, so my friend just flying a plane.
Yep.
And I was like, show me some exploits. And he's like, all right. So he fucking goes, like, on a plane ride. Uh-huh. And then he just jumps out of the plane. Right, like, before he hits the ground. He, like, ejects the parachute.
Right.
And then he lives.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck?
That game is crazy.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
They have the new one. I don't know if it was the third one or the fourth one. Because I think there's a fourth one now. It's just like it has a hurricane or a tornado gun. Where you just, like, you point at a place and a tornado comes and wipes it out.
Damn.
It's so cool. And it has rockets now on the wingsuit. So you can just shoot yourself up where the fuck you want to go. They have, like, cities in the sky and stuff.
Damn.
It's so cool.
And you just blow that shit up. Is it made by Square Enix still?
I think so. I think it's the same producers and company. It's so fun. I used to play the demo that came out in the 360, and it was an hour or 30-minute demo. It was like, you play for 30 minutes, and then you're done. You can replay it as many times as you want. I would just replay it and get as far as I can.
Yeah.
Just blowing shit up. It was so fun.
Blowing shit up is always fun.
It really is. that's an awesome game. There's some games we want to put down on the slate to stream and record. We'll have to get some of those out. But,
Let's play horror genre games.
Yes.
Yes, those are always cool.
Yep.
They
need to... That's too bad that the Silent Hill franchise kind of tanked after, like, PT came out, and then they cut it. So then... Did you ever play the PT demo?
Nah. I got up to Silent Hill, like... 4 or something like that, and then I stopped playing it.
Yeah, that PT demo came out. It was like, it was crazy. And I played it once before, like, they got taken off.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
I like to see a Silent Hill 1 remake.
Yeah, that'd be good. I would want to see them all. I mean, the Silent Hill 1 and 2. It was like a Homecoming one. I played a little bit of that one because I rented it one day from Blockbuster. But yeah, I would love to see a remake of those, just like Resident Evil 2.
I like to see nurses' eyes, like, bleed when they're just, like, talking.
Yep.
And their face just falls off.
Did you ever watch that movie, the Resident Evil movies? There's, like, two of them, and they both balls.
Well, I saw actually more than that. Yeah. I saw, like, the five, like, it was, like, 5 movies or 6 movies, plus the animated movies, which was, like, 4 of them.
I can see those being better.
Animated ones?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they could do, like, more shit.
Yeah, they could do whatever the fuck. They could be so... Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had Leon and Claire Redfield. But they in the movies, they had, like, some random bitch. Like...
Oh, yeah. I watched the Resident Evil animated ones. Yeah, definitely. It was, like there was, like, Degeneration, right? And then... Another one that was, like, another Asian word.
Like Annihilation, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's those another ones, one.
The latest one was kind of crap. Because it was, like, so action-y, and it was, like, a story that was unrelated or whatever. Yeah. But some of those kills are fun, though.
Yeah.
Like, the latest one, they were going through that mansion, and the two guys are, like, running, and then they stop, and they're, like, dead, because they had just walked through razor wire. And they just fall to pieces, and I'm like, damn, that was cool.
I'm like, they always have Leon, they don't have Chris Redfield.
That one did have Chris Redfield, but, you know, his Resident Evil 6 buff self.
I know.
Or he was toned down a little bit, but...
He gets buffer every time I see his ass.
Seriously.
I'm like, damn, what kind of roids are you doing?
But then they made a... they made Leon drunk. or drunk, so he was just like... Still, I don't give a fuck about anything.
I saw that on... No, that was Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Yeah. He was a drunk in the movie, too. I'm just like, damn, you gotta get out of this rut.
Yep, he was in the drunk in the movie, that's right.
And then they had, like, crazy action scenes where they were practically superheroes. There were, like, 10 zombies around him. He just goes, bam, 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 like John Wick.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. It's like, I mean, like, I know he's been through some shit, but fuck, he just got off a bender and he's doing Matrix shit.
Yeah. But he's not, like, badass Chris. There's, like...
Right.
There's vanilla Chris, and then there's... Resident Evil 5 Chris. Like,
yeah.
He looked like vanilla Chris.
Yeah. Normal Chris.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Resident Evil 7? Any of that?
So Resident Evil 7, no. But I want to see it. But I heard that game sucked.
Uh-huh.
Because first of all, there's like no fucking monsters. Clancy!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Clancy! And then they had a DLC where it was like some band kind of thing, but it was basically a blackjack game to where, like, you play the other opponent and you get, like, your fingers chopped off.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't get it right or electrocuted, well, right. The other dude does.
Yeah, there was that, they do kind of like the escape room type stuff.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was just because it didn't have anything to do with Resident Evil. It could have been like a generic game, but then the only tie-in was like, oh, Chris Redfield's here and he's part of Umbrella now, but he's like part of a good Umbrella. And then he comes down in the helicopter. He's like, hey, what's wrong? Let me take you up and see if you're infected or something. And then like the DLC is looking for the bad guys or whatever. It was like, that's the only tie-in. It's just like, Chris Redfield shows up at the end. Who knows what the fuck the molded thing was or if it matters.
Yeah, because that molded thing, it died fast as fuck.
Yeah.
And it came back, and you can outrun that shit.
Yep.
Like all damn day. You don't even have to waste time.
No.
I was like, where the fuck is the zombies at? There's nothing.
Yeah. And the story, and it just got unrealistic as it goes. I mean, zombies are unrealistic, but at the same time, it's like, you're pouring stuff on your arm to heal it, like, or reattach it, even. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Like when you get hurt?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just, I don't know. It was unrelated. It could have been any game.
Yeah, it's like Resident Evil Survivor. Like, you just throw Resident Evil on the front and then just do some different shit with it.
Did you ever play the, was it Survivor? No, there was the Lost Tapes or whatever they were or something.
Yeah, and then the...
Case Files.
Yeah.
Resident Evil Case Files. I played those, and those are actually... I mean, I played them so long ago, I probably didn't know what a good game was, but...
Yeah, and you got Umbrella Corps.
Yeah, Umbrella Corps. Yeah, that one...
That was like the one on the Wii.
The rails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rail shooter.
Yeah.
That was a...
Yeah.
I thought it was a meh kind of game, but a lot of people liked it because it had the motion sensor with the Wii stuff, so... Yeah.
That was the gimmick.
Yep.
But, it was... It is what it is.
Yeah. And then they made a Resident Evil remake of Resident Evil Zero... Like a HD version.
Right.
And Resident Evil, I think it was the first one again.
They made a HD remake of that one. Still single camera, which is fine. Yeah, it was good.
I like how they had the zombies in that where, like, you had to burn them.
To make sure they didn't come back up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I actually saw one come back up, like, when I was walking through the hallway.
Right.
It was the one where you can actually see, like, your face. It's like in the beginning of the game. Like, when you run through the door, you can actually get a close-up of your face. And if you walk at a certain, like, angle, and you have a shotgun, you can actually shoot the camera and put bullet holes in it.
Huh.
Yeah, I found that glitch out, like, a long time ago. I don't know if it works on this new remake, but I know it worked on the originals. Yeah. And then, so, right when I turned that corner... because I killed the zombie before, it just jumped right up, and I was like, and it turned into that sewer zombie, and I was like, oh, shit! And then, like, you know, you can't run away from it because it's going to follow you in every room.
Right.
So you actually have to kill it.
Mm.
But once you kill it the second time, then it's dead. But that game was fun, too.
Yeah. I do want to go back and replay a lot of the HD remakes, because they're easier to handle. Yeah. Especially on a console.
I know, right? you got the Nintendo versions or the Dreamcast versions.
Yeah.
Resident Evil.
Yes.
And then they had Revelations.
Yeah, I played a little bit of that. I played the second Revelations, I think.
I have both, but I don't have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But I got it for PlayStation 4.
It's a good way to... It's just for your collection.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were fine. I mean, they're just a continuation of the story. So if you're into the story and the lore, it's a great way to continue on. But, you know, it's just a rehash of Resident Evil 5, practically. Just in a different setting. And less boulder punching.
Yeah. I'm waiting for someone to make the PlayStation version of Metal Gear Solid as an actual movie. CGI.
That'd be cool. I don't know why they haven't done that already.
I know.
Because it's just another property. Like, they already have Resident Evil ones out.
Right.
Why not just make Metal Gear Solid?
I mean, we all love Solid Snake.
I can't. They really haven't done any? Because I feel like I've seen, like, trailers. Maybe it was for the game, like, one of the newer games.
Yeah, it's just the game.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, they never made, like, you know, they made, like, Halo the movie.
Right. But even then, that was, like, they made spin-offs, but they weren't, like, official Halo movies.
Yeah. And then they had one Halo movie. I forgot what it's called, but it's an actual movie. It was okay. It's on Netflix, I think. Yeah. I don't know if it's still on there. But, yeah, they haven't done, like, a Metal Gear Solid movie. Like, not one of them. And I'm like, you can literally do any one of them.
Yep.
Because you did Final Fantasies, you did these.
Yep.
Like, the one from the PlayStation. Start out with that.
Yeah.
That one's like, you cannot fuck that up.
Nope. if you do a covered copy of the PlayStation 1 game, you'll be fine.
Yeah. All you have to do is the PlayStation 1 game. But in between getting to the next person and next boss,
yep.
Like, you just put some filler in there.
Yeah, there you go. Just put him, like, walking around under a box or something.
Yeah, right? Lots of boxes.
Yep.
You know, he does get 4 boxes. I want to see at least 3 in the damn game.
If I don't see 4 boxes, I'm out.
And when he's hurt, I want him to see rations.
Yep. Yeah. They should HD remake. Or not even do that. They should just remake all of those.
Yeah.
Just start fresh. Like do the new Resident Evil 2. Just do all the classics.
Yeah. They did that with Devil May Cry. You know, all kinds of shit.
They even did it for shit like Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. They did it for Spyro.
Yeah.
They did it for Ratchet and Clank. You know.
And those games work.
And a Metal Gear Solid PlayStation version, HD, like a 4K version.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my god.
That's the thing, though. I feel like I feel like it's probably being held back by the creators. And man.
What's his name? Hideo?
Kojima?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to fucking stop bullshitting.
Just get him out. Get him out.
Yes. And just do it.
Yep.
Or you do it.
Yeah. You make him, yeah. You got the animation team. I know it.
Right?
They're in the back. You got like 12 people.
To be like, hey, you want to make... Remember that game we did for PlayStation? Oh, yeah.
Let's just do that again.
Yeah. But a movie.
Yeah.
But okay.
No controller?
Yeah. No, Psycho Mantis.
Memory card.
Metal Gear Solid.
That shit messing with your memory card.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Or like, when you had to like put the controller in the second slot.
Yep, to keep playing.
Imagine if you had played that game again on a PlayStation, let's say 4, or even 3, and they said, Put the controller in the second slot. What happens if you have no controller?
You need a second controller.
You're fucked.
Yep. You need your Bluetooth phone or something.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, you have to hold the home button down, and then you have to reassign it to 2, and then you have to turn it back on.
Genius.
And then it works.
Or you need to put the VR on.
Yeah, right?
Or something.
If you had Psycho Mantis, you'd be like, I see you were looking at Pornhub a lot.
Yeah, I know. You're on my PS4 browser.
Get out of there.
You see it? Oh, my God.
So my, you see my history?
Clear my browser history.
I actually deleted all the cookies and everything. How did you see that?
It's still on the hard drive.
It's still fragments.
You have to burn it to delete it. Not my browsing history, anything but my browsing history. Din, 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 din. It'll be known as the scariest game ever.
Yeah, right. I'll be freaked out.
The dying screen is like, no, browsing history, yeah. No.
I know, right?
It can read old Konami games.
That shit was tight back in the day.
Yeah.
That game was like...
It was ahead of its time.
Right, I gave it like, I would say like 9.5 out of 10.
They were good games. They were most of them. I mean, the new ones that came out were kind of. I didn't make it all the way through them.
Oh my god, they all suck.
Yeah,
except like when Metal Gear Solid 2 came out. Remember that one? And I was like, fuck yeah! Like the demo had Snake on a boat, and you're just killing people like all day on a damn boat. And all of a sudden, it's like
it's not like the game.
I get control of this other guy. I'm like, all right, who the fuck is this guy? His name is like Raiden.
Yep.
Raiden, you know, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I was like, oh, it's probably one of those games where, like, he plays this motherfucker. And then, like, later on, maybe, like, halfway through the game, I get to play a Snake again. And I'm like, yes! And, you know, I played a damn game, and I'm like, all right, I want to be Snake. And I'm like, I beat the game already. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't get to play a Snake again? What the fuck kind of game is this bullshit? And then I get 3. And then I'm like, all right. Then I got to eat food. And I'm like... All right, I can kind of fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that game was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Then I saw 4. I'm like, yes, more Solid Snake. I'm like, he's old as fuck.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's not even fun. I was like, just because he's old is not even fun. But then you can get, like, a skin where you can make him look young, or even the one in the PlayStation version.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to start the game over and make him look like that shit. Want to get something at the same time? Fucking... We got McDonald's or some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Got leftovers of tacos. We had some taco meat like earlier. If you want some, it's just beans and tacos. But
it's cool, man. But thanks.
I saw that Taco Bell delivers for $12 or over. $12 or over.
Yeah, it's like fucking.
They do the Grubhub thing.
Yeah, shit's expensive as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, any Taco Bell order that's just for you that you are too lazy to go get is, like, $5. So you have to spend $12.
Damn.
You're like, you have to spend $12 to get free delivery. It's like, $12 for Taco Bell is a lot. I'm not going to finish all that food. That's, like, 2.5 boxes.
You can just get the family taco meal, the one that has, you like, could.
Yeah,
10 tacos? 12,
yeah, like, it has 12, I think it has 12 tacos, and it's, like, $12. You can probably get that.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That'd be good. Yeah. Then, that'd last you for leftovers, at least for, like, the rest of the day.
You know what I mean? Just eat, like, the hard ones first.
Yep.
But if you get it all hard, then kind of fucked up.
Yeah. It's a little bit more for the Doritos, too, so you can get, like, Dorito tacos.
They'd be fucking bullshitting with that Doritos Locos tacos.
Yeah. I prefer the regular crunchy tacos. Fuck it. I used to have this like, weeaboo friend. He was, like, super white.
And he's in the anime.
And he's into everything.
He's like, yeah.
He used to be this guy. I don't know how old he was, like 40, maybe 40 something, like early late 40s. I mean, it's a big spectrum. Like, he was like 50. Let's just say he was 50. Like
between 40 and 49.
For the sake of the story, let's say he was 65, right? But he was like, he looked like he was young. He looked maybe 20 something, but he was like 40. And everyone kind of like, it was crazy. Everyone thought he was weird. And he was so,
of course,
you're
a weeaboo. You're definitely weird.
Right. He was so fucking weird. And it was just like all his crazy ideas and all that stuff. He had this, like, he was old, so he had this bald spot like on the top of his head. But then to hide it, he would spike up his hair all around the bald spot. So it looked like a crown. And that would just be how he wore his hair. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I was just like, just fucking...
Just shave it off, man, or do something, like, seriously. But, like, he was, like, and he was, like, the biggest perv. And not, like, a normal guy's a perv, but, like...
Like Master Roshi.
Yeah, exactly. He was just, like, he'd be at the mall, and you got some modesty. You're not gonna, like, just stare at a chick's, like, ass the entire time she's walking by. But that's that dude. He was just, like, he would turn around and noticeably watch. And then the chick would be, like, looking at him. He'd be, like... I don't care. I'm still watching you. We'd be like sitting there watching for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, dude, like we're at a mall, like public place. And I'm like, ah, that's embarrassing.
Damn. He just must be staring hard.
But before. He's like 40 too. So he looks so weird doing it. But I don't know. Yeah, he's like Master Roshi. He's an old guy. He's like super pervy.
Yeah, right.
Pervy man.
But then he was so like, he had this huge drinking problem. Where he was like, I would go over to his house. And we would sit and like play video games or something, and then he would just bust out the Seagram 7, like the cheapest whiskey you can get at Walmart. Like he would just get the cheapest whiskey, and he had a whole bottle of it, and I'd have some. He would top the bottle off. He would just finish it off.
Damn.
And then be drunk in stupor all night.
It's like gasoline.
Yeah, and it's like no fun. Yeah, after that. After that point, he's just like, no one loves me. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, I'm about to go home.
I gotta go, man. I don't, yeah.
You reached critical mass.
Like, I might even take a cab. That's how, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You sure you want to stay at night? Nah, I'd rather my chances getting arrested than.
Yeah, than fucking.
I mean, I don't want
to. I'd rather, like, accidentally kill myself driving off the, than be here right now.
I think I'm inconveniencing you, like,
yeah,
big time.
Seriously, you got your own thing going on. You got to take care of that shit. He was just insane. He lived with his mom, right? And like, it was a small ass house. And I always felt like I was intruding because I'd come over, and he would be loud as fuck. And like, we would just, and it's like down the hall. And I just felt like I was intruding because it was such a small house that you would wake someone up at, you know, 1 a.m. And that's what we were doing. We were just like bullshitting, and he would be so loud drunk. I'd be like, damn, if I was your mom, I would have kicked you out a long time ago.
Ben kicked your ass out.
Seriously. And he had this dog, which was a little cute dog, but it was like the stinkiest dog I've ever, like, his breath. And he would, like, just let the dog lick his mouth. And I'm like, oh, God, he's so gross. Because the dog is a dog, sure. And people do that. And I'm like, I get it. But that dog was fucking stinky. It was the smallest dog, and it smelled like shit. And I'm like, dude. One time I was laying on the bed just, like, relaxing or something, and the dog jumped up to my face and, like, started licking my face. I was like, oh, my God. It was, like, trash in my face. And I was like, oh. I was like, you need to take care of your dog. Give it some, like, fucking toothpaste bone or something.
Can we have, like, one of those white friends that, like, say, like, yeah, man, your dog's breath stinks. He'd be like, yeah, man, because he's been licking my nuts. You're like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
He was that kind of guy, too. It was, like, fucking gross. And he also was, like, he was a weeaboo. So he was, like, this hardcore, like, martial arts master. He was, like, I used to train here. And one time I was, like, I was punching this block of cement or rock or something. I was punching it, and then my sensei made me mad, so I punched it a bunch, and my hands are bloody, and my sensei was like, oh my God, you showed such great honor, or whatever the fuck.
Such great, yeah, prowess.
Such great stupidity for hitting that thing over and over again and making your knuckles bleed.
You show ambition of being a dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, here, let me teach you some moves. And so, like, he's drunk as fuck, and I'm like, this is probably a mistake, but I'm kind of buzzed. And so we're sitting there, and I'm like, we stand up, and he teaches me a stance, like, he learned from, like, Ip Man or something.
Wing Chun.
Yeah. And he's like, this is, I forgot what he called it, but it's the martial art that Ip Man uses. And he's like, this is how you stand, and then you got to keep your hand, your left hand, or your non-dominant hand, this far away so that you can block an attack that comes, and then here we go, and he slaps me in the face, and I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm about to knock you over with your head with this TV right now. It's like, what the fuck?
You got you with the five fingers in his face.
I'm like, you little fucking bastard.
Dude, that fucking sucks. I'd be mad as shit.
I'd be like, I'll kick your ass.
I'd be like, everything about my buzz, any high that I have, like, is automatically just out the window. Now I feel like whooping your ass.
Yeah, bust you over the head with that Seagram 7.
You know what you did, man. Look what you done to my face.
One time, he was drunk, and he wanted to go to a strip club. And I'm like, at the time, I had a girlfriend, and I was like just sitting in the bed. I was like, oh, like what the fuck do I need to go to a strip club for? Especially like, I don't know, on a Wednesday night or something. And it was like closer to midnight. He was like, I'm going to a strip club. And I was at his house. I was drunk. I couldn't drive home. He was like, I'm going. Either you go with me or I'm just going by myself. You stay here for the rest of the night. I'm like, damn. all right. So I'll go. And he calls a cab. And the taxi operator was like, where are we picking up? He goes, what the fuck do you think we're picking up? Just pick us up. Pick us up, see address again. I'm like, it's blah, blah, blah address. And he goes, pick us up here. Be our quick. And then, like, they start arguing or something. And so, like, the taxi eventually comes after, like, some fucking argument. He's, like, just talking shit about this guy. Taxi comes. Yeah. It's some random guy, and he's cool. He lets us, like, play the music and stuff. And he wants to have a conversation with the fucking taxi car. I'm like, whatever. We'll sit there, and I'll just, you know, mess with my phone or something. We get to the strip club. It's, like, some strip club in Tucson. It's, like, a cheap-ass, like...
Like, Section 8 kind of...
kind of. Fucking... It was a shitty-ass area.
Strip club.
And it, I think it was made in a boat or something, like... like, old boat wreckage or something like that. Anyways, we go inside. And, he's drunk as fuck. So we get dropped off by the taxi. And the taxi's like, hey, you need me to come back? I'll come back for you guys if you want to, like, give me a call. Here's my number. I'm like, sure, I appreciate that. Blah, blah, blah. And so we walk inside... The bouncers stop us, and they're like, hey, I need your IDs, and we just want to, you know, can we have your IDs? And I pull out my ID, and I give it to him. And then he goes, and he lifts his hands up, like, out, like he's going to get searched. And the guy's like, no, I just need your ID. He goes, hey, man, put your arms up. They need to search you. And I'm like, dude, just give me your ID. He goes, put your arms up, man. They need to search you. Put your arms up. I'm like, dude, give them your fucking IDs. And he doesn't. And the guy's like, sir, have you been drinking? He goes, yeah, I've been fucking drinking. And he's like, sir, we can't let you in. We can't serve you any more alcohol. And he goes, I won't be drinking. I just want to see the ladies. Won't be drinking. He's like, nah, sorry, I can't let you in. I'm sorry. He's like, the fuck? He's like, the fuck are you talking about? I come here all the time, dude. Let me in. Just, you know me. And he's like, no, sir, I apologize. I can't let you in. Here's your ID back, yeah. And you gotta go. He goes, fuck you then. God, we haven't been fucking drinking. And he's like, sir, I'm sorry. I can't serve you any alcohol. I'm like, let's go, dude. I'm like, get the fuck out. Let's go. You fucking asshole. You just got us kicked out of a fucking strip club.
Right?
I'm like, you're a fucking asshole.
Right?
You invited me here.
You damn weeboo.
So we're outside of the fucking strip club, and he goes, fuck those people, right? Those aren't even the guys that I normally come in and see, you know? Those are different guys. They usually just let me in. I'm like, I'm fucking sure they do. You're fucking drunk and stupid. So, call a taxi. Taxi's like, guess I want to go a different one? You guys, any idea where? He's like, there's one in this. I'm like, nah, let's just go somewhere, like, downtown and we get something to eat. He's like, alright, that's a good idea. Let's go get something to eat. So, we go to this lounge. And at the time, I worked at UPS. We worked at UPS. And so, we're sitting at the bar. And immediately, he starts talking up this chick that has, like, five boyfriends back at the... he's fucking jock-looking dudes, douchebags, sitting at the table, like, waiting for her to come back with her drinks. She's at the bar. He's at the bar. He's talking to her. I turn around for 1 second. I come back, and she's like, yeah! Fuck FedEx. he apparently had like...
Fuck FedEx. UPS on the way.
He recruited her into the UPS team. She's like, yeah, fuck FedEx. You were UPS too with him? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, fuck FedEx. Yeah. Fucking love UPS. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell? What did you say to her?
So what can Brown do for you, bitch?
Yeah, I know, right? And then she just walks back to her boyfriend's. He's like, I'm going to go try to fucking talk to her. I'm like, dude, nah. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, those guys, if they haven't hit it already, they're trying to, and I wouldn't dare.
Thirsty as fuck.
Yeah. I'm like, let's go. Yeah. Get back in the taxi, go home. Like, he passes out in the fucking... on the bed, and I'm like, all right, so I sleep on the floor or whatever. Then he gets up, fucking takes his pants off, and like goes to the bathroom, tries to go to the bathroom, but the door's like locked or closed, and he can't figure out how to open it up because he's fucking drunk as fuck. So he's trying to open the door up with his pants like all the way, almost halfway down. He's just like, can't open the door. And he takes the bottle, and he's drinking some out of the bottle, and he drops it, and fucking whiskey spills everywhere.
Damn.
I'm like, you fucking asshole. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the end of our friendship.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's too much for me. That night was a fucking disaster.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah, we ain't hanging out like ever again.
Nah.
Yeah, that's one of those things where like, yo, like that friendship that we had, like, fuck that shit. That shit's gone.
Fuck that.
It's too much. I was like, why are you doing all this shit?
Yeah. You just made my night, like, so shitty. We could have, like, sat and played, like, video games or watched a movie or something.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
You were like, let's go to the strip club and get kicked out.
Yeah. Yo, let's get, like, so plastered that we just, like, basically waste gas and get kicked out of everything we go to.
You know how much money we spent on that taxi and the drinks at that fucking lounge or whatever?
Oh, yeah, like,
oh, God.
A bit.
Fuck.
Yeah, fucking wasting my
waste of my fucking night.
Yeah, dude.
I would have rather drunk the fucking cheap-ass whiskey.
I'd be like, yo, man, remember you said you was going to get me, like, on all the drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you said you was going to tell me you was going to drink as much as I want, as long as you got me.
Yeah, fucking shit. But, yeah, it was shitty. And that was my experience with a weeaboo.
Oh, my gosh. That's why they only have, like, one friend.
Yep.
They're a weeaboo.
That's fucking true. You know, the thing is, he would be like, people ghost me all the time. You know, it's fucking shitty. People are just fucking shitty. I'm like, everything, maybe it's you.
Yeah, that's what I'd be saying. I'm like, all right. It's like, if one person says it, it's like, yeah. All right. Shit, you know, it must
fuck
be
that
me.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, fuck that guy. Or it's like, two people say it. Yeah,
maybe,
you know.
Maybe I got something going on.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I'll probably reevaluate it, but it can't be me because, like, right. I just thought about some shit.
Yeah.
Then it's like, about, like, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely can't be me because, nah, like, I'm perfectly okay.
Yeah, yeah. If everyone's a piece of shit, everyone's a piece of shit.
They all, like, think they're too good for me.
Oh, yeah. Assholes.
I remember this girl. She worked where we worked.
Yeah.
She was on meth because she had the face of a meth head. You could tell because she picked her face a lot.
Yeah.
She thought, like, the bugs were under the skin.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, so she, like, talked to me. And she kept talking to me. And then she's like, yeah, my boyfriend works here. And I'm like, oh, cool. Your boyfriend works here. I was like, did you get, employee, you know, referral? You know, like, where you referral them and you got, like, some money? He's like, yeah, you know. I was like, okay, cool. Well, if you want to talk to this, then you're going to have to go through that. And I was like, ain't nobody want to do shit.
I'm sorry, what?
Right?
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I was like, confused, because I don't want to do shit. I just want to sit here and,
Did you get that idea?
Yeah, like, where do you want?
Did I make some kind of mistake?
Are you punishing me?
Yeah. Did I say something to hurt you?
Did I say something to where we're hanging out all of a sudden?
Yeah. Like, was this my fault? Like, yeah. If I gave you the wrong impression.
Yeah. So I was like, nah, you know, it's all right. I was like, nah, I don't want to whoop his ass. And he's like, well, if you want to win the prize. And I was like, I don't want to win shit. I just want to win the part where, like, I don't have to talk to your ass.
You know, I'm really good at losing. Yeah. You know? I'm a good loser.
And then, so, she talks to me, like, over the, like, instant messenger.
Uh-huh.
The same time kind of thing.
Right.
And then just, like, starts talking to me. And then I just told her flat out. I was like, I don't know what kind of impression you're getting, but I kind of don't want to talk to you because you're weirding me out, and you've been weirding me out ever since, like, this day. And she's like, oh, yeah, a lot of people say that about me when I start becoming their friend.
And I was like,
this doesn't have anything to do with Friends.
Yeah, I was like, you're just fucking weirdo. And I was like, anyone weirder than me is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty weird.
I'm hitting that threshold.
But I know where the cutoff point is.
Right. There's normal, there's crazy, insane me, yeah. And then past that. Yeah.
There's weird and me shaking my head.
Yeah.
And then there's weird, me shaking my head.
Like, yes. I'm above you on the spectrum. Yeah. You got a problem.
Right. I'm like, weird if you're like, you know, like making fun of something, imitating something, and you just act like funny.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's funny.
Yeah.
But if you're acting like an idiot douchebag.
Like.
Or something
genuinely.
Weird,
like.
Yeah.
You're not doing something to act that way. You are that way.
Yeah. And like, that's your normal self. And deep down when you drink liquor, like, that is your normal self.
Yeah.
Like, or if you get close when you talk to me.
Right.
Like. And I'm like right there, and then you think I'm like 50 million miles away because you don't think I can hear you. Then we got a problem.
Yeah. Or if you're on meth.
Yeah. Or if you're on meth.
Immediately knocks you
immediately,
down a couple
pegs. You're not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got the hookup.
But if you're insane.
Yeah, if you're insane and
yeah,
don't know shit.
Nah, it's it doesn't help.
Right. And if you lost teeth, I'm going to be like, I instantly like write you off because I'm yeah. like, nah, you're one of those people that are like, they don't give a shit about shit, don't and they'll shit. Take care of themselves.
Right. Teeth
and
fall out. It's like, fuck
yeah.
it.
And you might, like, try to rob me because right. I might have copper in my wallet.
No kidding. In your wallet.
You might think my pennies are made out of copper, so you might think yeah. you get more money.
How much copper you got in your pocket?
Hey, man. It sounds like a lot of copper in
you
there.
You got copper pipes?
Yo, man. What the fuck, yo? You think you let our brother borrow some copper?
Where you live? How old that house? You still got asbestos?
Hey, man. Yo, those things are worth a lot of money.
You feel copper in your wire?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. People.
Okay. Yeah, fucking weird people. Stay away from those people.
Yeah. You don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
They just end up either stealing from you or making you very... feel very awkward about yeah. the situation.
Unless you do the same shit, then I could say, knock yourself out.
Yeah. Be friends.
Go for it. You know, you're meant to be.
You're one of a kind.
Yeah.
Unless you're two.
Yeah. She started talking to me, and I was like, nah, no way. I was like, nah, you're not getting in my inner circle.
No.
There's no way. And then that bitch had hairy armpits. I seen it.
Oh, man.
And then the funnier thing was, so she said she had an IQ of 215.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, you must can, like, bend anything metal with your mind.
That and the meth really dumbs you down.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I'm like, yo, your IQ is so smart, like, my computer screen just blew up. And then she was like, I don't need this job, I don't have to be here, I'm so smart.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, you're smarter than Stephen Hawking, like, by a mile. Right? Right. Yeah, you invented, like, damn. Everything right now.
You made Stephen Hawking. Could, yeah, you were right. His mentor.
You can see everything on a molecular level type of shit.
Right, you're Lucy from the right. movie Lucy.
Right. And then fucking, so she quit. About, like, 4 years later. She
started Apple.
I know, right? And then she became Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
So I saw, like, some person, I was like, hey. Because I was talking to some people who knew, like, her. Because she tried to give her number to everybody because she wanted to be friends and no one would take her number. Everyone would throw it, like, basically in the trash.
You had to look for anyone. You're like, anyone yeah. have her number?
Anyone wanted to buy this number from me and she will do anything.
For
anything.
For a lick of meth.
Yeah, right? For some snail.
Yep.
So, she was like, there was this person doing a walkthrough, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, this bitch applied again. I was like, she came back. And then no one believed me. She's like, no way, no way. I was like, yes. She fucking applied. So I had like some people who knew her. Her name was Taylor, by the way. Demonetization. I don't know. But,
nah, she doesn't have any rights.
Yeah. This is not jargon or any kind of fucking defamation of character or nope. anything like that.
And any names we say are purely coincidental. Yeah. There's a bunch of people named Taylor yeah. in the world.
Viewer discretion is advised. So I saw someone with her. So I had everyone follow me. And I was like, hey, tell me if this bitch looks like this bitch Taylor. So they're like, okay, doing the walkthrough. It was like people getting introduced to our job. So she couldn't say jack shit, but we could because we were technically on break.
Right.
So we followed the class, and I was like, no one believed me. I was like, look, tell me who that looks like. And they're like, no fucking way. It looks like Taylor. I was like, look. And she looked at all of us, and I gave her one of those squinty faces like, I know who the fuck you are. Don't act like you're new here, right, bitch. I know all you motherfuckers, like, when you apply twice or three times. And she looked at me, and she squinted at me, too. And she kind of nodded her head like, no, like, no, I'm not going to apply this job and fuck this place. Or, no, I don't know who you are, right, and I hate you looking at me. I'm like, don't act like you don't know who I am, bitch. I was like, you're the one who tried to give me your number. Right. And I said no because you're a fucking druggie.
What was the gap of time between her applying and her like quitting or whatever?
Like 3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. Damn.
I was like, I don't forget a fuckface.
Right.
I was like, I know your fuckface from anywhere.
And you're back.
Yep. And then she went through the walkthrough and never came back again.
Damn. You scared her off.
I scared her off. I was like, I know all your secrets.
I know you. You cannot trick me.
I know, right? I know who the fuck you are. You ain't shit. Except this bitch I knew who took meth and loved it.
Fucking meth heads.
Yeah. It ain't acne because you look like a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
You know, and it's fresh because it's bleeding.
Oh, so man.
You know. I'm like, the ants are further down, actually.
Oh, man. I know. They're everywhere.
Ah, they're underneath my skin. If I never did meth, God forbid if I did. But if I ever did, I would, like, do it and then put boxing gloves on.
Yep.
So that way, if I had to, like, yeah, so that way I can't.
You're like a baby. You got mittens on.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, oh, I can't scratch myself.
Kitten mittens on.
Kitten mittens. We should get some podcast kitten mittens.
Yeah, right.
Just, like, branded it with our brand.
Right?
We're like Dr. Rios and Mr. Hyde kitten mittens.
Kitten mittens.
Now available in a store near you.
Yeah. Only. Not, it was five. You can get this at other places for this much.
Only, how much is meth?
Yeah, right? How much is meth again?
What do they come in? Sticks? Yeah. Bags?
Do they come in ball? Do they come in rocks?
Yeah. Like, is it one per crystal? Dollar per crystal.
Crystals.
It's the most expensive meth ever. The dollar per crystal rule. Yeah. And a free kitten mittens. Yeah, only one, though, not the pair.
Yeah.
And if you want feet ones, it's more.
We'll throw in all this for $29.95.
For four easy payments.
Yeah, four easy payments.
Or it's like that Mitch Hedberg joke. He's like, I just want one complicated payment. He's like, I want three easy payments and one complicated one. Like the shipping's all slow.
I remember they used to be like, no COD. Like, people pay cash, like, on delivery and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, how much do I owe you? They're like, motherfucker, like, you have to pay with, like, a check or some shit.
How much do I owe you? You're like, let me bust out my roll.
Let me take my penny jar. Hold on a sec.
How much would you take for this this Rolex right here?
Yeah. I hate to be mad. Like, the people who, like, hate everything, they're like, I'm going to pay you in a wagon of pennies.
Oh, yeah. Dude, those fucking people. Like, I get it, but still. God, stupid.
Right? It's like, dude, come on.
Like, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Just don't be a dick.
Just throws it up there. It's all there. I counted it before I left. Yeah. Actually, there might be a little more.
Like, great, sir. Sit here while I count it.
Yeah. Dickhead. Like, oh, I gotta make sure it's all there.
Like, you know those people are just like, you know what? We're not gonna accept this. We don't have to accept this. Sure. Legal tender? Oh, my God. Like, you know the law more than the people who made the law.
Right? It's like, it's legal tender. It's like, yeah, but maybe, like, if it's $7 or $8 worth.
Yeah, but we don't have to take this shit.
Yeah, but if it's, like,
this point is a pile of rocks.
Like, $12,000
in
pennies. And you have to get, like, a Brinks truck.
Like, and they think they're cool about it. They're like, oh, I'm going to bring a sack in with the fucking, we'll carry, like, Santa over here, drop it down.
Right.
This is legal tender. You're going to take it. And he walks out. And I'm just like, you know what? That shit ain't paid. You're walking out. Like, she's going to be like, nah. Yeah. He didn't come in.
I'll be like, I'll count it. And then I'll be like, and then I'll start again. And then I'll see, like, I lost count. And then I'll be like, oh, actually, my shift ended. So I haven't really counted this yet, so you kind of got to, like, stay until this is done.
I'd be like, hey, Jenny, they gave us a tip. Go take this shit to Coinstar real quick.
Yeah,
They're like, oh, this is a tip for whatever.
Oh, you're actually short, dude. Because, like, you know, I pocketed about, yeah,
like 30,000.
Yeah, real quick, you know.
Like, for some reason, 3,000 pennies out of, or $3,000 worth of pennies out of your, out of your $4,000 bill. They just lost. It's gone.
I have to go, like,
get shit done.
Yeah, because I have to clean out my, what is it?
My cutters.
No, I don't know. I gotta clean out my my carpet cleaner because I gotta go to my friend's house because I told him, like, in December, like, yeah, when I had my 3-week vacation,
right,
that I was gonna help him clean his home.
Dang, with a carpet cleaner. You, yeah, have a carpet shampooer?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So that way, like, I don't have to go fucking rent this shit.
Ah, that's just annoying to rent.
I know. And plus, they charge a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, all right, it's like 30, 40 bucks. Okay. And you gotta buy the detergent. The
shampoo, yeah.
Which is this much for this much. And you're like, damn.
It's the worst. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll end it here then. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to the Dr. Rios and Mr. Hyde podcast. Again, you can find us on, I made a Twitter. It's Rios and Hyde, at Rios and Hyde, and made a an email. So you can always email us at riosandhyde@gmail.com. Yeah, and just, even if you want to go look up or share a GoFundMe, gofundme.com/fullestburial. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anything else?
Yeah, we want to bring to you guys, like, you know, as much content as possible. We're going to try to, like, do this on Mondays.
Yep.
Throw in a couple hours here and there. You know, we try to push for more content as much as possible.
We got some plans. We got things in the making here.
Yeah, we got things in the making. We're going to do, when we do the skits, we're going to have to get our, you know, the camera equipment and all the editing software and things like that.
That's going to be on, hopefully that'll be on Kickstarter soon. We got some, couple of different kinds of things going on. So we got the card shop on GoFundMe and Kickstarter. I'm actually going to put that up like this week. So it'll be on Kickstarter for Dr. Rios and Mr. Hyde, for the YouTube channel. And then, yeah, we'll keep everything going here for you. I'm going to edit this. So it'll probably be out Tuesday. Like Wednesday. What's today? Monday?
Yeah. So tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I got all day. I'm on vacation. Fuck it. Yeah, it's like past midnight, so yeah. Definitely today. But I'm going to finish it today, and I'll probably put it up today. It's the nice thing about having a vacation. I don't have to anticipate work tomorrow. So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks for chiming in. And, yeah, we'll try to push for next week and have more content for you guys.
You wanna make up a sign-off catchphrase?
Yeah, right.
Ooh, gotta go.
This is the end. Ooh, we don't want it to be.
Ooh, it's midnight. Gotta go.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with something, you know, like
we'll get something.
Yeah, like a bridge, bitch. You know, right. Like, you know, something cool.
Podcast, bitch.
Yeah, but we don't have anything yet. But.
Yeah, we're working on it, and we'll have more of a structure going forward too. It's just a. You know, this is practice. We had to get all the kinks out.
Yep. And, you know, trial and error. And,
episode 4.
Also, like, if you want to tell us, you know, what you like to hear or talk about.
Yeah.
Anything.
Any ideas. Yeah. Send us an email, Twitter. Be one of our first followers. We're getting this built. Don't worry. All right, guys. Hey, guys. Have a good night.
Yep. Have a good night.